past we've spoken about women and Zimun, but I don't think we ever spoke about Zimun, just in general, about some issues relating to Zimun. A lot of times you find yourself in a situation where people are eating breakfast together, some people wash, some people didn't wash, what counts as eating together, when is there a chiyuv for Zimun, and all sorts of different situations. So we know the halacha is, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, sugyas around Brachos Taf Mem Hei, I think, and Shulchan Aruch discusses this starting in Simon Kuf Tzadi Bey is going forward in Or Chaim, that if three people eat together, a Su'uda, the Chayiv, and Zimun, and they quote a smach from the Pasuk, Chazal have a smach, Gadol Hashem Iti in Rama Shmo Yachtav, that it sounds like you're talking to more than one person, Gadlu Hashem Iti, so two more people plus me, so we are Meromim Hashem Yachtav, so Meromim Shmo Yachtav, we bench together. That's the concept, that's the asmachta they have for the concept of Zimun. Mishmura quotes another asmachta, I think, and also where else does he quote it from? I don't remember. He has not. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goda Lelukenu. Also, as an asmachta for Zimun, Mishmura quotes that in Kuvtzadi Beis, Sifkatan Aleph from the Gemara. Most poskim assume that the chiv of Zimun is only chiv mitrabanan, even though the chiv of Birchas Hamazon in general is a chiv daraisa. That's what Shulchan Aruch assumes clearly in Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis Si'if Aleph. However, the Chazon Ish assumes that those shitos and rishonim that hold this daraisa are the more authoritative. What is the nusach? What do we say when we do Zimun? So according to Ashkenazim, and really the pashut nusach that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, is what we're used to. You say, Nevarach Shechalna Mishalom, and then the response, Baruch Shechalna Mishalom Tuvach, and then the Mezamein responds again, Baruch Shachal Mishlov Tuvo Chayinu. The Shulchan Aruch says, and then the Mezamein should say, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and they start Birchas Hamazon from that point on. There are poskim that say not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. It seems that many are not knowing to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Minuk Svarad, the Svardim, do not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Kaf Chaim writes in Sifkat and Ches and Kuf Tzadi Beis that Svardim definitely don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. The Iker Takana of Zimun is that the Mezamein doesn't just lead the benching, but he actually does the benching. Everyone else listens to the benching. That's what the idea basically is. That's the clear indication you get from reading the Gemara and reading all the Rishonim, is that everyone else doesn't actually say the Birch Samazon. They listen to the Mevarech and they have Kavana to be Yotzei in the Birch Samazon. However, nowadays, the minhag has changed, and everyone says the benching, and the assumption is that the reason for that is that we're unable to really focus properly to listen carefully to somebody else bench. I'm told in Rabbi Chait's yeshiva, when they're in yeshiva, and the meal is in yeshiva, and everyone's all yeshiva bachrim who are into learning and into, avodas Hashem in the proper way, and not running anywhere, and they're a little more focused, that he dafka has them do it this way, that one person benches and everyone else just listens. The way we do it, where everyone benches, at the very least, the appropriate thing to do, the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Sifkan Chav Zayin and Chav Ches, that the appropriate thing to do is that the leader should finish the bracha a little bit ahead of everybody else, meaning they should all bench together, the leader should say it out loud, and everyone should bench along with him, but the entire benching, but the end of the bracha, the one who's leading the benching should wait a second or two and so that everyone can answer amen to the bracha. If it's very difficult to say the entire benching altogether, so at least you're supposed to do the Iker Hazimun together. So what is the Iker Hazimun? So that's Machlokas Mechaber in the Ramah. The Mechaber holds the Iker Hazimun is Mekuyim with the Birchas Hazimun, just saying the actual text in advance of benching together, whereas they or responsively, but the Ramah holds that it's the entire bracha rishona of Birchas Hamazon up until Hazanas Hakol, and that's why a lot of people have that minhag of at least saying the first bracha out loud, so that everyone could say it along with them. Because at the very least, b'di'eved, you're supposed to at least have the first bracha said out loud. So it turns out for Bnei Svarad, when they finish the Birchas Hazimun Meikra Din, the mezamnin can all be mevarich on their own, but Lebnei Ashkenaz, everyone that's sitting there is chayiv to hear at least the first bracha from the mezamein and to say it together with him. A lot of people are unaware of this, that the first bracha must be said out loud and everyone has to hear it from them. If you look in Kuf Pei Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chav Ches, this appears very clearly. People who sit together in a su'uda and they know that they're not going to be able to hear every single word from the person being mevarich, so l'bnei Ashkenaz is better to break up into smaller groups because you need to be able to hear the mevarich. L'bnei Sfarad, as long as you get the first part before the benching, that would be good enough. And ideally, if you have a large group, certainly it's appropriate to be mechabit someone who has a loud voice to lead the zimun, so that everyone will be able to hear. Now, when do you have to do zimun? What is the chiyuv? The chiyuv of zimun is dafka when three people ate bread together. If they only ate fruit together or they only ate cake together, there is no chiyuv of zimun. They're not mezamin yachad. Shulchan Aruch Reshit Gimel Seif Aleph Kuf Tzad Gimel Mishburus Seif Katan Vav says that way. If two people ate bread and the third person wants to be mezayif together with the zimun, so ideally he should eat bread also. Well, let's say he doesn't want to eat bread. He dafka didn't eat bread. He didn't want to wash. Didn't want to bench. But he's there and he ate some cereal. And the other two guys had bagels. So what do you do in that case? So then you give him. You just make sure he ate something. He has to eat something, some drink, even just a drink, as long as it's not water. It has to be something of substance. And he could, and that's enough to create a chiv of zimun, as long as he ate together with the other two people. Now, when it comes to zimun of asara, of 10 people together, so then everyone would say that even someone just ate, just ate a vegetable or just had a drink can at least count toward the zimun of asara. But in order to say Elokeinu in the zimun of asara, you need 7 people to have eaten bread. 3 other people could have eaten something else, but 7 people have to have eaten bread in order for the zimun of asara to work out. What counts as something substantial? So we said water is definitely not good. Wine, that's definitely good enough. What about coffee, tea? So the Zosa Bracha quotes that Sternbach holds coffee and tea is good enough. That's a chash of enough drink to be included in the zimun, even if you just have a coffee when other people are having breakfast together. What about when it comes to soda, lemonade, that kind of thing? So that most of the poskim assume has a din of mayim. It's mayim with some sugar in it. Coffee, interestingly, is not. It like, changes the whole nature of the mashka. But when it comes to soda, it, just like you have a similar idea with Chamar Medina, that poskim say that Chamar Medina soda can't be Chamar Medina because it's just water with some sugar in it, or more likely some corn syrup in it, but it doesn't count as Chamar Medina. Wouldn't be good enough to be chashuv to be mitzarif to a zimun. If three people began to eat together, but they didn't finish together, or they finished together, even if they didn't begin together, so that's enough. Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzad Gimel Sefei, that's enough for them to be mitzarif in a zimun. If they didn't finish together, nor did they didn't begin or finish together, so then they're allowed to divide up. They don't have to do a zimun. But it seems that if at any point in the meal they were together, they are mutter, it's permissible for them to join together and do a zimun, and that would seem to be the most appropriate thing because of Barov Am Hadras Melech. Let's say two people ate together, they finished eating, they didn't bench yet, and then a third guy comes and eats with them on the same table, and he starts eating after they had finished eating. Two guys finished eating, the third guy comes, sits, and they all sit around the table for a little bit while the third guy's eating, and if they want to bench before the third guy finishes his meal, they're allowed to bench without a zimun. There's no chi of zimun created because they didn't begin together, they didn't finish together, they didn't really eat together. But if they wait till after he finishes eating, then they're chayiv to be mezamin together because it's considered as if they finished together with the third guy, meaning the finishing of the meal doesn't have to be defined by stopping to eat. The finishing of the meal could be defined as getting up from the table. So since they're getting up from the table at the same time the third guy is finishing eating and also getting up from the table, that's enough to be mezamin together. Three people eat together. One of them accidentally benches before the others. He didn't realize that there was a zimun. It happens sometimes. So the other guys can wait till he finishes benching and still he can answer with them in the zimun. A misconception that he can't. Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzad Dalet Seif Aleph, he still can answer with them in the zimun if they wait, provided that he ate bread. If he only ate something smaller, then he can't be mitzarif from Afreya. But if he ate bread, he can still be mitzarif from Afreya. Three people began to eat together and two of them finish first and they want to bench and the third guy's not done, the third guy has to pause and bench with them and answer with them. That's the halacha, at least for Ashkenazim. For Sardim it may be different, but for Ashkenazim he's mechuyev to pause and bench with them. Three people ate together and one of them wants to bench, the other two guys don't have to pause to be mitzarif in the zimun with the other guy, with the single person, unless that single person happens to be their Rebbe or someone that they're chayiv and covered or something like that. Let's say the person really needs to leave, he's late for a business meeting, it's something very important, so then it could be that he's permitted, if the other guys don't want to pause to bench with him, that he's permitted to bench on his own. Now, very important, I was totally unaware of this. What about being we spoke about being mitzarif nashim to zimun. What about being mitzarif ketanim to zimun? So the Ramban Kuf Tzadites says that a katan is not mitzarif to zimun. You have to wait till he's bar mitzvah. Okay, that's what I always grew up with. That's what I was always aware of. The Mechaber disagrees. I don't know. We don't have any svarim in the room right now. The Mechaber disagrees. The Mechaber holds when he's higiel onas haputos, when he knows lamim mevarchim, when he's 6 or 7 years old, he knows at least what benching is all about, who we're benching to. He can be mitzarif into zimun. And then it could be Messiah from Zimun, it could be Messiah from the Asara for saying Elokeinu, and it sounds like that's the way Bnei Svara are supposed to be knowing. So what if you have a mixed meal where some people are Bnei Ashkenaz, some people are Bnei Svarad, so there are 10 people counting the Katan. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach Paskin, according to Zos HaBracha, you should say Elokeinu, but you should be mechabed Svardi to lead the benching, to be the one to lead the benching. If you have 3 people eating together, a ben Svarad, a ben Ashkenaz, and a Katan, also say Elokeinu. I mean, not say Elokeinu, shouldn't say Elokeinu in that case, only 3 people, but you should have you can do a Zimun, and have the ben Svarad, have the Svardi guy lead the benching. You should be mechabed the Svardi guy to lead the benching in that situation. In terms of being mechabed someone to lead the benching, so the halacha is in Reish Aleph that you're always mechabed a Kohen first to lead the benching, if there's a Kohen there. If there's a Yisrael that's gadol b'chachma, greater b'chachma than the Kohen, if the Kohen is also a Talmud Chacham, still go with the Kohen. If the Kohen's an Amaretz, and you have Yisrael as a Talmud Chacham, Yisrael could have Kedima over the Kohen. I'm told that in Rav Vadi Yosef's Minyan, someone told me that when they call it, they give him an Aliyah every time, and they call him for the first Aliyah every time, and they dafka call him up and they say Afal Pishiyesh Kan Kohen Yamod Moreno Agon da 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 da, right? So meaning, even though they dafka make a point that even though there's a Kohen, he's so muflag b'chachma, everybody else, we're still going to give him the Aliyah. So when it comes to benching also, if there's someone that's so much greater, so you could have him go instead of the Kohen. Obviously the Kohen's allowed to be mochel also. If all else is equal, Mishabura seems to say that a Levi should come before Yisrael also. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael learning there, when I was learning in Karen B'Avna, we had a Shabbaton together with Shalavim and Rav Shechter. Oh, the week before the Shabbaton, Rav Shechter was in Shalavim, so we went to Shalavim 2 Shabbos in a row. We went to be there for Rav Shechter to hear him, and he led the benching. And I remember he said, Bereshus HaKohanim VeHalavim. I never heard that. Most of the time I always hear people say Kohanim. So he said, yeah, Mislami should say Bereshus VeLavim also. I don't remember if I've ever heard him do that again since then, but at that point he did it. So it makes sense. It makes sense that to give a Levi first. Others are not knowing that way. But anyway, that's the basics of Zimun. Oh, in terms of if a lot of people are eating at different tables, so if they're all eating together, it's just that there's no table that fits everybody, like at a wedding. Everyone's together. It's just that there's no table that, if everyone could sit at one table, it would be better. It would save a lot of hassle, you know, coming up with the tables for the weddings. But, you know, you're all really together. So then you could bench together, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound that way. It sounds like separate tables, but it's really about being together for the meal. Let's say you're at a restaurant. At a restaurant, you sit at different tables because you don't want to have anything to do with that table. Or let's say at a restaurant, sometimes it's almost the same table. Like Sushi Mitzian, sometimes they'll put you, and there's like some grass in between you and the table over. It's like, they definitely hear everything I'm saying, but that's not called, it's like a little mechitz. That's not called the same table because you have no intention. It's like Beferish HaKavana, not to be eating with the other person. So anyway, so that's it's really totally on the table is a simon, it's not a siba. It's really totally on whether your intention is to get eating together with the other people. Okay.